Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with Bob Cuska, longtime Brain Trust member, great friend of ours, founder of and president of Fusion Factor, thefusionfactor.com, and also the ebook. The ebook's called Fusion Factor too, isn't it, Bob?
Well, I have several of them, Jim, but the one that they should look at if they want to talk about hiring is looking at behavioral interviewing.
All right. And that's all that's at your website, thefusionfactor.com.
That's right.
All right. Bob, folks, we're talking with Bob. Bob is talking with us, I should say, about how to do a better job of hiring. And what we've got to do, Bob, what we got to do for small business owners, and I'm putting myself in this barrel. I mean, I've been guilty of some of this stuff, is don't get in too big a hurry. And I know it's hard not to, but try to be a little more proactive. Don't get in too big a hurry. But Bob, I think what most small business owners ought to do is they ought to invest the money that it is required to bring in an outside firm to find them the best candidate and to show them, give them a report on all the things that they did to show that this person is the round peg to go in your round hole.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that can be very useful, especially if it's a really key hire.
Yep.
And here's what I call this the brother-in-law problem, right? I need to buy a new car. And someone says, oh, my brother-in-law's got a car for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at one car, and I say, this will do, and I buy it. And then I said, well, you know what? I probably should have bought four-wheel drive or a convertible or something that was more economical. So don't just look at one car. Don't just say, I need a person and take a referral. Go out there and look at the marketplace. And hiring an agency for that key hire can be worth its weight in gold. Because the agency will go out and they will scour looking for a number of people. Now, one word of caution. Unfortunately, with employment agencies, there are a lot of them out there that are what I call just paper mills.
Right.
Where they're just going to shoot you a resume and say, oh, this resume here, he's the best guy.
Right.
And if they're doing that, then they're not the guy.
Well, you can do that yourself. You don't need that. That's not the kind of help you need. And if you're looking for a salesperson, you want to make sure you got somebody who has a sales personality. If you're looking for an accountant, you want to look for somebody who likes numbers. And if you're looking for a manager, you need to find someone who actually has a management aptitude, mentalities, and personality. And these people can help you with that.
That's right. That's right. But then when you get to talking to them, because the importance of the hire is to you, Jim, what you need to do is say, okay, I'm looking for a manager, and I want someone that knows how to manage people. So how do I determine? So I need to ask them a behavioral question. Like, tell me about a time when you had a difficult employee. What did you do? How did you handle that?
Right.
And that will give you better feedback than just saying, hey, have you ever managed people?
What about if I've got an opening for a manager, a lower-level manager, let's say, or let's say it's an important management job, and I want to try to hire from within because that's the right thing to do a lot of times, and there are many good reasons to do that. But what most of us do is we picked out the person we think is going to get promoted, and we give them that position because it's their turn or whatever reason, when maybe just because it's their turn doesn't mean that they're the right candidate. Do you recommend putting those people through your test or an aptitude personality type test?
Absolutely. You should treat them the same
even
way.
Even in-house folks, ladies and gentlemen.
In fact, it's even harder because you have this employee that you like. You know, he's a good salesman or a good mechanic or a good whatever he is, and you say, hey, Joe, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I mean, that's a classic, Jim. We promote our best functional expert, the best mechanic, and we make him the group leader of the mechanics, and
he's not
any good at it.
More than not, it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Let me give you an example. Jim, we see this all the time in sports. we see the manager of the team quits or moves on, and the owners interview the internal candidates, but put them through a lengthy process. Why? Well, you know what? They're going to be handing over the keys to millions of dollars worth of salaries, and they better give it to a guy that's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we should treat every single hire, your receptionist, you know, your laborers, as a critical hire, because we started this conversation saying people are expensive. Do the math. And when you make a bad choice, it comes back to hurt you.
Well, you know, there's an old saying in the cattle industry that a good bull is half of your herd, and a bad bull is 100% of your herd.
And, I hadn't heard that one.
Well, and with employees, you know, a good employee can make a big difference in your company, but a bad employee can make a horrible difference. So you got to be careful about that. And so, folks, take the time. And I tell you, I really encourage you to find out about the work that Bob's doing. And how many years did you spend as leading the HR with Gillette?
30 years, Jim.
30 years with Gillette, folks. This man has been down the road. He's made all the mistakes, and you can avoid a lot of them if you'll check out his website, thefusionfactor.com. Right, Bob?
That's it, Jim. Thank you.
And the new book's coming out next year. We're going to launch it on the show, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, and tell them again the specific ebook they need for what we're talking about here.
They want to go to my website and look at the book on building competency for a profitable workforce.
There you go. Check that one out, folks. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
See you next time. Bob Kustka, ladies and gentlemen. That's K-U-S-T-K-A, by the way. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.